Next patient is David Ledo. The last name is L, like in Lima, E, D, like in Delta, O. This is a clinical case of a 51-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of arterial hypertension, period. The patient's blood pressure has been elevated when the patient comes to the doctor's office. He has recorded the blood pressure at home, and it's lower than the one that is recorded in the office. Nevertheless, for me, it's significant that the blood pressure is always 150 over 100, 140 over 93, 140 over 95. He complains of pain in the lower back. If the pain is playing a role in the hypertension, is the most likely possibility. He has been given lisinopril 10 milligrams POVID. We are going to switch the patient back to a losartan 50 milligrams POVID. Period. The aldosterone level, the plasma renin activity, and the aldosterone renin ratio are within normal limits. The Doppler ultrasound of the renal arteries fails to show the presence of renovascular hypertension, period. I cannot say that this is secondary hypertension because the patient is taking just one medication. Number two, hyperlipidemia on Crestor. Number three, hyperuricemia. The patient doesn't want to take the allopurinol at this point. He has a black cherry juice that he uses with apparent results. The uric acid from 9.5 went down to 7. Period. The patient has nocturia times 3. And to a physical examination, there is a fluid retention. He is adamant to the idea of taking diuretics because he says that it makes him extremely weak. However, I am emphasizing to decrease the fluid intake and decrease the sodium intake at least, period. For the nocturia, could be related to the fact that he's retaining fluid during the day and he gets supine at night, and for that reason he has a nocturia versus the possibility of BPH. We are going to measure the residual volume with a post-void ultrasound of the bladder. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.